Ezekiel chapter 38. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, Understand that I am against you, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn you back and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring you out, and all of your army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, many people with you. You be prepared and prepare for yourself, you and all your company who are assembled to you, and you be a guard to them. After many days you will be visited. In the latter years you will come into the land that has been brought back from the sword, and that has been gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, that have always been waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they will dwell safely, all of them. You will ascend and come like a storm, and you will be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all of your bands and your many people with you. Thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, it will also come to pass. At the same time will things come into your mind, and you will think an evil thought, and you will say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to those who are at rest, who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to make a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn your hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that have been gathered out of the nations that have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land, Sheba, and Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions of it, shall say to you, Have you come to take a spoil? Have you gathered your company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? For this reason, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, Thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, In that day, when my people of Israel dwell safely, you will not know, will you not know it? And you will come from your place, out of the north parts, you and many people with you, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army, and you will come against my people again, Israel, like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days, and I will bring you against my land so that the heathen can know me, when I will be sanctified in you, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, Are you he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants the prophets of Israel, who prophesied in those days many years that I would bring you against them? And it will come to pass at the same time, when Gog will come against the land of Israel, says the sovereign Yahweh, my fury will come up in my face, for in my jealousy, in the fire of my wrath, I have spoken. Surely in that day there will be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of the heaven, and the animals of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all men who are upon the face of the earth will shake at my presence, and the mountains will be thrown down, and the steep places will fall, and every wall will fall to the ground, and I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, says Sovereign Yahweh. Every man's sword will be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. And in this manner I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they will know that I am Yahweh. End of chapter.